There is a story told of a lady who lived in a small west of Ireland village. She watched for the postman from her window every day once the 1st of December came around. The question was always the same. Is there anything for me from Micheál? The postman would answer, not yet. She was a widow woman who'd only the one child. He was everything to her. When the postman eventually brought the card with the English stamp and the London postmark, it would be left on the shelf above the fire in the good room of the house. It was opened religiously after the Christmas vigil mass every year. When she died, everyone in the village was wondering if Micheál would make it to the funeral. But the funeral came and went, and there was no sign of him. It was only a few years after the funeral that the postman eventually shared his story. A number of years prior to her death, it was obvious that something had happened to Micheál, as there was no sign of the usual card, and he sensed that the card would never arrive. Knowing the writing and the style of the few words, the postman wrote and addressed the card, putting an English 10-bob note inside, and then he sent it to a friend in London so that it could receive the very necessary postmark. This continued every year until she passed from this world to the next. I'd forgotten this story until I stood in the graveyard on the tiny island of Lampedusa, which lies only 200 kilometres off the coast of Libya. Those who died on the journey were placed in unused graves donated by a number of local families. Where one usually placed a name, there was but a number. There are many Micheáls and indeed Michelles who are lost to the migratory journey for varieties of reasons. It is our deepest hope that as they migrate to the God who loves them, that their name will be celebrated and their dignity will be restored and they will be lost no more.